After a campaign where corruption emerged as a major issue, the party with no fewer than 9 candidates convicted of corruption won easily. President Eduard Fritsch, a two-time convict, and his Tapura Huiraatira won just under 50% of the vote. The rival Tahura Huiraatira received about 30%, while the pro-independence Tavini Huiraatira got 20%. Turnout was 67%. French Polynesia's election law automatically awards 19 seats in the national legislature to the party that comes first, which guarantees the winners a ruling majority. The legislature then elects one of its own as president. Former president Gaston Flosse was barred from running because of his corruption convictions, but still campaigned as the leader of the Tahoura'a and tried to label President Fritsch as unacceptably corrupt and indifferent to high unemployment. Veteran independence advocate Oscar Tamaru described both Fritsch and Flosse as thieves and colonialists, but his pro-sovereignty party will again be relegated to third place in the legislature. At the moment, hopes to revive the independence movement in French Polynesia rest on the referendum to be held in New Caledonia later this year. But 2 opinion polls released 6 months ahead of that referendum show strong majorities opposed to independence from France. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.